last month on February 11th at 2:45 in the morning, my mama went home to be with the Lord. And I'm just as confident tonight as I can be standing here that she's going through a celebration service much greater than we can ever imagine. And I know your mother has a very special place in your heart, but I want to tell you why my mom was so special to me. You see, it's part of my testimony that my mom was the first Sunday school teacher I ever had. And I used to think that I was pretty unique for that, and I thought that I was sort of privileged until I went home for the funeral services. And I started talking to the folks at the funeral. And I can't tell you how many of them said the same thing. They told me how Mom was their Sunday school teacher or their GA counselor. You see, Mom loved to work with children just as they were getting started out in their church life. And there was never any doubt amongst the members of our family about how Mom felt about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to tell you, there shouldn't be any doubt in your home either. Your sons and daughters ought to know where Mom and Dad and where Grammy and Grandpa are. They ought to know how you feel about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Mom didn't sing in the choir, to my knowledge. She did play the violin in the orchestra. But I remember as a kid sitting next to her on the pew, listening to her sing. And I thought to myself, that's got to be what the voice of an angel sounds like. And I remember going home and listening to her play her violin, and one of her favorite hymns that she played all the time was In the Garden. But I was sort of surprised when I went back for the services because there was another hymn that they picked to play that had come very important to her in recent years. She liked it because there were these two kids who got married and wrote music and sang together, and she sort of liked them because their names were the same as mine and my sister Gloria. And she had a particular fondness for this particular song, and Rick's going to start leading us in it in just a few moments. But I like it, and I'm glad that they picked it to sing at her funeral because I think it depicted what her life was all about. I think she realized that, you know, no matter what you face, no matter what the day holds for you, because He lives, you can face it. And I'm here to tell you tonight that you can face tomorrow. Because He lives.
Final war.